how I enjoy telling everybody it is Friday. Welcome. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast for this Friday, November 30th. How the heck you doing out there, Internet? Dave Gibson here with all the best stuff from today's show. The Little Drummer Boy Challenge is churning along, and we've dropped a few competitors this week. I was out right off the bat. Find out who didn't make it and was left behind today as we make our way towards Christmas in an effort to avoid that rascally little dude on the drums. We talked drummers and Farfisa players today on the show. Hell's Bells was a topic of conversation, seen as a church in Europe decided to get a little badass with their music. Some mother named their kid something rather stupid, so of course we had to comment on that. And also in the stupid department at your local store is the half Christmas tree, which is now a product for people out there with poorly disciplined kids and pets. Gino Bisconte returned to the show, seeing as the Eagles game still means something. He broke down the Eagles versus Redskins coming up on Monday night. And comedian Dana Gould joined us. He hadn't been on the show for quite some time. He came in studio. He came, he saw, he conquered. Another hilarious chat with him. Let's get to all the good stuff right here, right now. Happy weekend to you, and enjoy the Daily Podcast.
Another deadly moment yesterday. It was, you know, I just forget about it. I just totally forget about
deadly?
It.
Deadly?
Yeah.
What the heck happened?
I walked into a mall and there was a chance of hearing a little drummer boy.
What is this over-exaggeration?
Intern Khaleesi's out.
Khaleesi is out?
Yes.
You're out?
Breaking news. Because of my wife, intern Khaleesi's out. She was on Instagram going through the stories, and apparently my wife posted a cute little video of my son playing drums along to
Little
Braley.
Oh,
LDB.
God. Oh, my God. Well, the LDB challenge goes on. Steve and I
You're
are still
good.
In
yes.
it.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I walked into a mall yesterday, and again, I don't think about it.
Sure.
And I'm walking through the mall, and so I said, oh, crap, Christmas music. And then I walk into a store, and they're playing different Christmas music. So I'm like, I have nowhere to escape.
You're doomed.
I have nowhere to escape. But luckily, no little drummer boy. Right? So we're. I don't know if you people are playing along or if you're playing on your own. You just got to make sure you're playing with honest friends.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
The Animals and House of the Rising Sun. I was just talking about it in the studio here with the guys about remembering this song coming out. This song is old. I mean, it is 1964.
Yeah,
I was
early.
14 years old. It's the beginning of the British invasion,
right.
Really. Right? I was 14 years old when it came out. And this was like, oh my God, this was the stuff. This was like, oh, yeah.
Well, had there
we
been
know
a-
what he's singing about. Yeah.
Musically speaking, had there been any, like, organs or anything like that in rock music?
That's what
music
stands
before?
Out to me.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Not a lot.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Especially being played like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, that is the introduction of the Farfisa.
What
the
is that?
It was a keyboard that a lot of it's the keyboard you always hear in Elvis Costello songs.
I guess I'd have to hear an Elvis Costello song to remind me.
All right, yeah. I mean, it's the Farfisa. And who else used a Farfisa? A number of different bands use a Farfisa. But when the British started using them, it brought a whole new sound into it. Like Paul Revere and the Raiders, they use a Farfisa. Not the Rascals. I mean, this is gonna take some thinking as to who had it and who didn't.
Our text board will check in shortly.
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm sitting and I have to go through bands and picture the band, you know, and see them. And it's like, come on, that's a lot more work than I'm going to want to do today.
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella.
So I know you're a big AC/DC fan,
uh-huh.
All right, and we've heard AC/DC done a number of ways. There was that guy who did that great version of AC/DC on bagpipes. Remember him,
mm-hmm.
the guy in Scotland?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had flames coming out of the bagpipes as well. Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of great things.
Those cellists,
but nothing. Oh, right, the cellists.
Yep.
Right, the
yep.
two cello
yeah.
guys. Yeah, they're
right.
terrific.
Forgot about them.
All right. Well, here's an all new one. It seems that in Germany, the world's largest set of church bells, a carillon that's a playable carillon, right? It's at some church in Germany. Well, the guy who plays it the other day decided to get up there and play Hell's Bells.
Fitting.
Oh, wow.
This would be an enjoyable way to get out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, the wild part about it is for most people who don't know AC/DC, this would pass as carillon music, you know? So like,
it's a little foreboding.
Yes, I wonder what the church is up to, you know? No drums, but hey.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
A band that's going out with Larry the Cable Guy. They're doing seven so shows with Larry the Cable Guy. It is so I can't wait to talk to Jay Wire Tommy to find out how the hell did this come about.
Come get her done. Come get her done. Come and get her done with me. It's going to be great.
37 degrees outside right now. Cloudy, a stray shower is possible today. The high temperature about 44 degrees. On Monday, we get it all started. It's time once again to bust my Christmas balls. We've got so many gifts on the tree this year. 10 different ones. There's an Eagles Legacy box set. There's Fleetwood Mac tickets. How about playing golf? One round of golf for two people at all six of Ron Jaworski's golf courses. I know you two would like that.
Yep.
Not as much as Dave would like the set of all winter tires.
Install
all weather tires, rather.
He could use them to drive to the golf course.
He could. Right? Creamy Tires has given us that. There's a $500 gift card to Raziri Salon and Spa. The list goes on and on, and all you got to do is follow along, because if you pick a ball that's already been picked, well, you end up getting coal in your stocking. We start at 7:40 this Monday morning right here on Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. How are your Christmas wishes going, Cindy?
They're going great.
Yeah? Yeah, you getting your shopping done?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Not even December.
All right. Did you leave the house to get at least one gift?
I left the house to get Starbucks.
Okay.
And I went into the mall.
Right.
And I heard a smooth jazz version of The Little Drummer Boy.
Wow, you're out.
You're out. All right, so it's down to Steve and I.
Smooth jazz version.
That's a horrible way to go. That is a painful death.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
There is a woman in Texas named Tracy Redford, who was flying on Southwest Airlines with her five-year-old daughter a few weeks ago, and the employees at the gate made fun of her daughter's name.
It's not nice.
A five-year-old, especially if the five-year-old's hearing it.
Yeah.
Right? The daughter's name is spelled A-B-C-D-E.
Does she go by alphabet?
She goes by Abcede.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She goes by Abcede.
Oh, right? Boy.
You know what, lady? When you name your kid Abcede and spell it A-B-C-D-E, the world is going to make fun of you.
To that, right? I say L-M-N-O, please. They're making fun of the mom, clearly. Steve and I know this. As a good parent, you think about this before you have your kid. What's not going to get him made fun of and wedgied?
Kids are vicious.
They're
horrible little people.
This girl is going to, you know, she better switch her name to Abby real soon.
Yeah.
Right? You know, because, oh my, Abcede, give me a break.
She's going to have a kid named QWERTY.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Cindy.
Yeah?
I think, do you remember last year they came out with the upside down Christmas tree? Right, it became very, very popular. People were hanging this tree from the ceiling.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people liked it because their pets and their toddlers couldn't attack the Christmas tree because it was hanging from the ceiling. And, you know, you had that space between the floor and what was now the bottom, which was really the top of the Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
Well, they've got something new for you. And it's super weird looking.
Okay.
All right. But it will keep your cats away from the Christmas tree.
Oh.
It's the all-new half Christmas tree.
I just looked at it.
We just put it up on the Facebook
page.
It's
like a big ornamental arrow.
It is. It's a pole that has like greenery around it. And at the very top, there's the top of the tree.
Stop ruining Christmas.
It's like when you see the bushes that the deer chewed off, but they can only get up so high.
Right.
You know?
Right.
My favorite part of Christmas is yelling at my son, my cat, and my dog to get away from the tree.
That's right. You got to give them some
don't
memories.
Touch that.
Right. Just the idea of like, really.
This is for parents who can't discipline.
You know what? Unless you're going to pile up gifts up to the top of where the tree starts, don't buy this tree.
Just put your vacuum in front of it.
Yeah.
That'll keep everyone away.
That's true.
Eleanor, get off the tree!
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know how much he likes this. What kind of mood is he in?
Over the top.
Over the top? So he's
over the top for 7:30 in the morning.
He's his normal self. Normal self. Okay. He's the editor of a national radio sports report, a video odds maker with Gino's Picks on YouTube, and a stand-up comedian in his own right. Ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Vineland, New Jersey, once again joins us for Gino's Picks. It's Gino Visconti. Hiya, Gino.
Hey, I didn't realize, I don't really speak millennial, but I didn't mean know over the top meant woke up drunk. Who knows how these wacky kids are talking nowadays? Who knows?
Hey, listen, what the hell happened in New Orleans last night?
I have no idea other than that's how, like, by the way, if you follow me on Instagram, where my cat makes a pick every Thursday, my cat's 3-0. I'm 3 for my last 30. You just can't figure the season out. I mean, apparently they did the game, they studied the game tape, and they realized if you get in Drew Brees' face and he's only 6 foot, you put three huge guys in front of him. He can't see down the field. Really, it was the first time in his career he went 0-4. You know why? Because he's that good. But why would San Diego want to keep him? Why would the Chargers want to hold on to him? Because they don't give an F about my money. That's why they don't
care. All right.
That's why they don't care.
Let's talk about Monday and the quarterbackless Redskins against the no secondary Eagles. What are you thinking here?
I mean, wasn't it amazing? Like, and we were talking about this going into last night's game. We're like, Dallas will probably lose,
right?
And then the Eagles can win this game, and it's a 3-way tie for a very mediocre division. Still, here's what I'm concerned about now with the Eagles, because next week they play the Cowboys, so I'm afraid they're going to be looking past this easy game trying to screw this up. Currently, Eagles laying 6, and I'm telling you. And there's, again, 18% chance I'm right on this. I love the Eagles, because here's why. The Redskins, first of all, I never liked Alex Smith. I mean, he's a wonderful person. I know you two have that relationship we're not allowed to talk about. But I think the Redskins they're a mess right now, because this is a team with no identity. Coming into this year, and even when they were in first place in the division, think about it, John. Think about a guy who stole Vinny the Crumb's phone ID. Think about this. This is a team with no identity. Their starting quarterback became an all-pro on the Chiefs. Their starting running back is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer on the Vikings. And their current starting quarterback, if ever there is confusion and the worst possible quarterback name for a team named after the Redskins, Colt McCoy. This is a cowboy playing for the Redskins. The only team I'd be less likely to put my money on would be the Patriots, quarterbacked by Osama bin Brady. Oh, there you go. I love that joke. I saw that this morning on hold, and I'm like, I don't care. I'm doing that stupid joke. They're not a good team. The Eagles, here's the thing, and obviously the Eagles have to win this week. They have to win next week to even have a chance, because then their schedule gets really sticky playing the Rams and the Texans. But look, there's no way they don't beat the crap out of the Redskins. And let me tell you, if you're still following the Eagles and they can't beat the crap out of the Redskins, then just stop. Give yourself Sundays off. Stop it. They are going to maul the Redskins.
Okay. All right. Well, he's
Let me explain the joke again. Osama is a terrorist.
You can check him out at GinoPisconti.com. He is Gino and Gino's Picks.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Do we ever play a Stone song where you and I don't get into a Charlie conversation?
He is mesmerizing for some reason.
He really, well, he, you know, I refer to him as Charlie Watts, the human metronome, right? Yeah. And every time he'll do it, Phil, and there's one Phil in that song where he doesn't have a huge drum set.
No, it's just a four-piece.
Yeah, it's a four-piece set, you know, bass, snare, rack tom, floor tom, that's it, right? Right. And it, all you hear is drum, one hit, one hit, one hit, one hit. Thank
Smack,
you.
Boom, boom. Right? It's like a sound check.
Right? So, oh, gotta love the man.
Hell yeah.
Right? But you believe that if he wasn't a drummer in this band, he would be what?
A bartender at like a wine bar on the Upper East Side. Has wonderful tannins.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DiBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Back with us once again. Finally, it has been like 4 or 5 years since you've been here. All right. Dana Gould is
How
in the
are
studio.
You?
I am well. How are you, sir?
Well, the last time I was here, you said, if you do well, we'll have you right back. Here I am.
Speaking of doing well, how are the girls? And it was funny because I went on Wikipedia. So I wanted to see if there was anything that I hadn't heard about you recently. And it cracks me up because I remember you saying this about it. It says, Dana Gould has 3 adopted children from China.
Yes.
You know, they always have to put that in there. It's like, all right, just that's 3 adopted children.
My kids are great. They're 9, 14, and 16, and at any given moment, I love any 2 of them. But this is just a great story about, like, just kids. So my kids are adopted from China, and, you know, often people would ask, like, when my wife and I, now ex-wife, but they're still my ex-wife and my current children. You know, people would see us all together and they're like, oh, you adopted. Why did you adopt? I was like, none of your business. I don't go up to people with biological kids. What happened here? Someone come home early and drop a load of Tatnog in the baby bunker? What's going on? It's none of your business. And so, but my daughters, when they were littler, and they're like 6 and 8 years old, they went to this little horse riding camp in Burbank. And I'm picking them up one day from horse riding camp. And there are these 3 other little Asian girls there. And I go, who are those guys? And my daughter goes, oh, they're from Japan. Their dad's here for the summer. And they're just visiting. And I went, did you do anything with them today? And they went, no. And I said, well, you know, they kind of kept to themselves. And I said, well, you know, tomorrow you should kind of make an effort to include them. They probably feel intimidated by everybody. And, you know, maybe you'll become friends. You'll have friends that live in Japan. It'll be really cool. So the next day I pick them up and I'm driving them home and I'm looking at my daughters in the rearview mirror. And I go, how'd you go? Did you do anything with those kids from Japan? And sitting in the back seat, my Chinese daughter goes, no, they were always off by themselves. Tang, 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 tang. And I had to pull over. Like, honey, no. Honey, that's how I talk about you. You can't do that. You can't do that to someone else.
But now you've got 3 other kids
yes,
in your life.
Yes, my I hate girlfriend. Well, right. She's not a girl.
The woman you're dating.
Yeah, because woman friend sounds like somebody grandpa has to bring to dinner with him in case his machine breaks down. You know, grandpa's coming for Thanksgiving, but he's bringing his woman friend because all the food goes through that tube first. She won't eat with us, but I want her in the house. So yeah, my adult female social companion.
Okay.
She has 2-year-old triplets. And everybody has the same reaction. They're not cobras. They're just babies. But the point of this whole story is I had never changed a boy's diaper before.
Oh.
And I don't know if you've ever changed a boy's diaper or seen an elephant wash itself in a river. But it was the dance. I was not prepared for the dancing waters.
Yeah.
And then, so I literally, he pees on my head, and I turn around to get a rag, but I turn back, and he is ungently pulling.
Yep.
And it wasn't like, you know, absent-minded pocket pool waiting for your Uber. It was like, who's trying to pull the skin off a serpent? And I literally went, and I think that's why the Three Stooges are so popular, even still, because that noise has been in our brains for thousands of years. Like, that's a lizard brain response, like Java Man out on the Serengeti watching his kid pull on his junk too hard. And now you have to say, honey, the baby's trying to pull his junk off. How do you want me to play this?
And he's laughing about it. Dave and I both have sons that are almost two.
Yeah.
Oh, every, so you're laughing every about it. It's the funniest thing. They're punching it.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's really pulling on it.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you only get one. You do.
Regardless of that, right?
This is not tonsils.
It can be removed, but...
it was... But what was amazing to me was he had no shame about it at all.
Right.
Like, he was in the middle of the room, lights on. He knew he had about 45 seconds before I got that diaper on. He was taking a genital vacation. Because I think I was, you are not Catholic. You know, like, even at 2 years old, if I was going to touch my junk, I'd turn off the lights, crawl behind the couch. I still do that in hotels.
Let me ask you a question, because, you know, we're a classic rock station. We play a lot of Beatles music. And I believe you have a theory. I'm pretty sure you have a theory about the Beatles.
I do.
All right.
Recently, Stephen Hawking passed away a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to people were always trying to find an analogy for what he meant to astronomy and science. And, mm-hmm. and it basically came down to, he was the Beatles of scientists.
Okay.
Like, that is our language for, that's the most successful version you can be of a thing.
Of a thing. Okay.
Yeah. The Rolling Stones are the Beatles of music, except for the Beatles.
Okay.
You know? Pete Townsend was not the Beatles of The Who. Keith Moon was the Beatles of The Who.
Okay.
So when Mick Jagger writes about Pete Townsend, you have to believe him. Because only the Beatles of the Rolling Stones would know who the Mick Jagger of The Who is.
Well, Dana Gould is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock at Helium Comedy Club. As always, you can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Are you still doing anything with The Simpsons? Are you done with that?
I go back occasionally and do a voice or something. It's kind of like the mafia. They never let you leave.
Right. Well, Dave asked me, all right, did you ever voice everything on The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Did you do Barney Fife?
I was Barney. If you ever hear Barney Fife on The Simpsons, it's me.
Yeah.
He'd often talk to Chief Wiggum from the TV. There are many ways to do the book. I was talking about the music of language and like and my first bit in comedy. I know we're gonna,
no, that's all right.
My first bit in comedy was Andy Griffith reciting 1999.
Okay.
I was dreaming when I wrote this, so forgive me if I go astray. But when I woke up this morning, I could have sworn it was Judgment Day. Sky was all purple. There was people running everywhere. And that would segue into Don Knotts doing Super Freak.
She's a very kinky girl. The kind you don't take home to mother.
And the whole point of that is it has nothing to do with the joke. He's just like, those voices sound funny.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what all of cultural appropriation comes down to. It's just it sounds funny. But I used to do a bit about Don Knotts, and I did it on my early album, that his voice was so identifiable that he couldn't make crank phone calls.
I've been looking at you through the bedroom window.
Is this Don Knotts? years later, I met his daughter, Karen.
Uh-huh.
And she came up to me and she went, I love that bit you do about my father. And clearly, somebody said, he does a funny bit about your father. And she'd never heard it. But it was like being like, you should hear it before you say that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.